April 6th is supposed to be the sod date. So around there, it'll be ready for sod. But from now, they're kind of demoing the north half, doing their work, and then they'll demo the south half. We have soil heat pipes underneath at about 9 inches below, so they're trying to get the bulk off now. Then they'll take those soil heat pipes out, and then they'll kind of grade it, take it all off. It's going to redo it, and then they're going to kind of redesign it so our soil heat's a little more consistent over the whole field. As now it's there's a couple cold corners that doesn't heat up as good as the other half of the field. Two boilers inside the building that heat up the water. But I have sensors in the ground that I'm always watching. So obviously you want to keep it in. You don't want it to go below that 55, 60 degree range, because then grass starts to go dormant. So earlier in the year, we're not running it as much. But come December, it's running almost 24 hours a day. This is DD Grassmaster. We were one of the first ones to bring it to the United States here in 01 when the stadium was built. It's these polypropylene fibers stitched every 3/4 inch into an already sodded field. So in theory, as the year goes on and the grass matures, it's growing around these fibers to give it stability. Grassmaster is difficult. You can't re-sod into this. You have to reseed into it, because if you try to come with a sod cutter, you'll just cut the fibers up and it'll be kind of useless. So we always have to seed into it, and that's why sometimes you see the middle of the field a little beat up than normal, because we can't go away from this. So now, without Grassmaster fibers, we'll be able to re-sod during the football season a little quicker than we could do with seed.